We're going to head out to Ypsilanti and be joined by Eastern Michigan head coach Chris Creighton. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good morning. Good. Thanks, Ken.
Thank you for your time. And after getting back to your office and watching film, talk about the performance by your Eagles in that 42-16 setback against Central Michigan.
Yeah, it wasn't very good. It wasn't very good in all three phases. And hats off to Central. They beat us in every phase, really from start to finish. They're the more physical team, and they made plays, and we didn't. And we had a few opportunities to make plays and just really weren't able to capitalize on that. And especially with the start that they got off to, you know, we needed to match them and stay with them. And we just were unable to do that.
And a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Creighton and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. One of the challenges in the contest was the big play ability by Central Michigan. You know, talk about how previously you've been able to maintain that, but obviously on Saturday that was a different story.
It was. You know, we can't give up explosive plays. And they got explosive plays on us both in the air and on the ground. That's one of our three keys to victory defensively is to limit explosives, and this was by far and away our toughest day in terms of the explosives.
Looking ahead, and as you turn the corner with the Ball State contest, number one, it's going to be good to be home again, won't it?
Well, we've played five games and four on the road, so it's a homecoming game, but just good for us to be able to be back home, no doubt.
When you look at film of Ball State, talk about what jumps out at you, both offensively and defensively, that might be create challenges for your Eagles.
There'll be challenges. Starting with their offense, their quarterback, we're very familiar with. I mean, he – as a true freshman, ended up playing a bunch, because of injuries and whatnot. And I think we may have been his first start a few years ago. And so he's the guy now. I mean, he's not filling in for somebody or anything like that. And we think that he's throws a really good ball and is good with his feet. And I like the way he leads. I think he's a good football player. And obviously they turned to the ground last week versus NIU and had a back that rushed for 150-plus yards and came back to win. And you don't do that without an offensive line getting after it. Especially with, what's happened to us here this last week, we really got to be – we got to be shored up defensively. And then Ball State's defense, still look to me to be multiple, playing both and even in an odd front. And, you've got to identify things, otherwise you're going to be confused. And then they do a bunch of things in their secondary, with bringing people down in the box and on both sides of the field and the boundary. And so, again, it's one of those games where we better do a great job of identifying, what they're doing defensively so that we can attack it appropriately. Again, on defense, there's a lot of familiar faces, a lot of guys who've been playing football for them or are still playing. And I think that's a recipe, for success. To develop guys and to have them in your program, and I think they're doing a great job.
As disappointing perhaps as a Saturday performance was, how excited are you to see and see how your Eagles respond, through practice this week and ultimately to game day on Saturday afternoon?
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to get into a rhythm where you feel good and then you don't play up to your potential and then you get upset and then so you, come out like gangbusters and then feel good again. And that's not a successful formula. And so I don't want to get into that, that rhythm. You know, we've got to have the maturity of trying to go 1-0 each week and prepare in the same way, and you know, building up. It's a slow build emotionally, I think, through the week because the season's so long. So am I excited about seeing how we're going to respond? The answer is yes to that, but you know, I want it to be consistent week in and week out. I think every team wants to go undefeated, so there's disappointment, you know, when you lose. And I mean, we're not going to be undefeated, you know. I mean, that's not even close. I mean, we got to scratch and claw every single week just to be in games. Is our reality, and if we play really, really well, you know, we've got a chance to win. And so that's where we're at. That's where we've been at. I think that's, you know, where we'll continue to be, you know, throughout this season.
And certainly one of those keys from last Saturday is improving on third down efficiency with being 2 of 11 on Saturday, and certainly getting the third down conversions and ultimately getting your ground game going, correct?
Yeah, no doubt. You throw the fourth down conversions on it too, you know, an even lower percentage. So, you know, to be successful, we're going to have to be able to move the chains.
Offensively, wide receiver Matthew Sexton, again, another score. And talk about his connection and the threat with quarterback Mike Glass and the connection he's establishing with Matthew Sexton.
Yeah, Matt's playing good football. You know, to me, it's someone different, though, every game. Obviously, Mike's at quarterback, but I mean in terms of our receivers, that's the way that we like it. You know, Arthur Jackson's had some big games. Dylan Drummond's had big games, and Matt Sexton has had big games. Keon Williams, you know, has had some big games, and so again, for us and with our wide receiver group, it's not one person. We think that they're all capable. It's a matter of making the right reads and then distributing the ball, you know, to where those reads take us. But definitely excited about you know, the year that Matt's off, the start that he's had. You know, he's done a really good job in both special teams and playing wide receiver for us.
And for success on Saturday, what do you need to do?
We've got to do everything better, you know, and we've got to bring an energy and a fight to, you know, our execution. You know, that's one of the great things about this game, you know, is the X's and O's. You've got to be on point with that. You've got to block. You've got to tackle. You got to take care of the ball. You got to take the ball away. You've got to be sound in your special teams because there's so many hidden yards. But then also, I don't think that you can play this game, you know, robotically, you know, or mechanically. There's got to be an energy and a passion and a fight. There's got to be a strain to win. And so for us, we have to have all of it going in order for us to compete, you know, on Saturdays. And my tune's not going to change. I mean, I believe that if we don't bring that on any week, then we will lose. And if we bring that, then we've got a chance to compete to win. And I think that's exactly where we're at.
Well, Chris, thank you for your time. We'll let you get back to preparation for Ball State. I want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Okay, Ken. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Again, Chris Creighton and his Eastern Michigan Eagles coming off a 42-16 loss to Central Michigan. For Eastern Michigan, they will be hosting Ball State this coming Saturday, October 12th at 2 p.m. Eastern. That game available on ESPN+.